Welcome back to Mind Body Nexus, where we explore the frontiers of health, tech, and the human experience. Today's innovation might sound like sci-fi, but it's already changing lives. Non-invasive brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs, that allow people to control movement with their thoughts. Let that sink in. Imagine this: a man who lost all ability to move his legs after a spinal cord injury can now walk again. Not through surgery, but through a wearable BCI headset paired with smart exoskeletons. He thinks about taking a step, and the system translates that brain activity into movement. No implants, no wires in the skull, just real-time decoding of neural signals externally. These systems use machine learning to interpret electrical signals from the brain, often captured through EEG sensors, and map them to physical commands. Think: moving a robotic arm, controlling a cursor, or even texting by thought alone. But here's what makes this particularly exciting: it's non-invasive. That's huge. Unlike Elon Musk's Neuralink, which involves brain implants, these devices sit outside the skull, reducing risks and making them more scalable. Clinical trials are already showing incredible results, including partial restoration of movement in people with ALS, stroke paralysis, and traumatic brain injuries. The potential: mind-controlled prosthetics, communication tools for locked-in patients, even new therapies for mental health using real-time brain feedback. But like any powerful technology, BCIs come with big ethical questions. Who owns your brain data? How do we protect mental privacy? And how do we make sure this doesn't become a luxury for the few? Here's the bottom line. We're entering an age where your mind might literally control your body, and maybe one day machines around you with no voice, no touch, just thought. It's not just medical innovation, it's human evolution. Stay tuned, stay thoughtful. This is Mind Body Nexus. Until next time.